checked by the secretary, and I told her that she could also speak in her language and in English too. Some of you, one of you wrote a question there that she should give us an example, which I think would be a very good way, because sometimes when you have a first language, you tend to focus more on that and then translate it into your second language. So I told her to also do that. You were supposed to sign up for recording today, and with all my time today, I forgot to bring an extra sheet for that. So if there's a student with an extra sheet, could you get that going? One would be for translating and one for recording. So just put Monday. Today is done, so somebody signed up. Wednesday, Friday, and then for next week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And we'll just do it 2 weeks at a time. So two people here, two for each day. This is for transcribing and recording. And before I forget, Wednesday I'm going to be out of town. I have a meeting with the chancellor and other people, so Butch will be conducting the class as far as organizing it, and she'll be doing the talking. Good. Is this on now, or is this?
I should let it.
So try and make her feel comfortable. I told her to start off with, last week she told us some really interesting children's games and songs in other class. Mm-hmm. Ida Kopp?
Okay. The school is wonderful for me because as Eskimos we have ways and things and playthings that we just don't write them. Writing them is just good, wonderful new thing that if you write them, they won't be forgotten, because there are many things we forget now since we begin to have this modern way too. We live not like Eskimos anymore. We live some and speak, but there are ways our people used to live very different than modern now. So I'm so happy for this writing. We can write when you have I like to hear you say something important. Mine is that I'm very happy for this education white man brought. We have elders telling us there are ways. People, Eskimos, usually are look at if they have been honoring their elders, using what they say, or are they going about with just like they don't have elders? I need to hear what you think of this in a white man's way. Mm-hmm. You think that education is good? Yes, me, I do. It's good. Eskimos are very happy about that. I even have a song. There are ways. I wrote some books.
We passed them around.
Oh, I see. Legends that I wrote, and there are a trial by. We have two writings. We have two writings now. In our language is being written too. Not too long ago, it's been. So I wrote them those legends, Eskimo stories in our language too.
A book, into that children's game with a circle.
Oh, there are. St. Lawrence Island, we still have those games, Eskimo games. There are several different games that Eskimos play. One is He has songs. If I write a book on games, there'll be some written songs. One is that children in summertime, whole bunch of children, they take their right here behind their parking, and one there, and in a circle, one in between has blindfold. They go around. The blindfolded one will point, and the one they can bring her in the center, and they, and wow, she goes, and the child writes, who's home? And they will say, Mary. Or sometimes different, she didn't know, at other times correct me. So if she said it's corrupt, she put the blindfold there and she became. So like that, they spent time. Aha, lagate, aha, lagate. And they said, where's that little squirrel in the center? And then there's other games like that. We have a big ball. Girls just left. And they drop it the next one. And this is a hasire. This is a wudoki. One is ready. Quailing ball. And we ask Musa, let's see, which one is that? No, another one. Did I write in something? Some children in the house. We have rooms with little Eskimo lamps. I'll show you how to make those lamps burning all the time for lights, heat, and cooking. But in the home we live, and sitting on the floor, those children sitting on the floor, I can't sit here like this. And another child sits there. They're toes right here between her legs, and they take their big toe like this. Oh, do, oh, me, me, now, oh, the spama, me, think me, raha, say, go, raha, hi, oh, my, 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 and they would go on to ankles. You people in there, where's the little puppy's ear that's full of soup? And they would go on to here. Some of them drop here from being ticklish. Some of them, the wisp of me, they, now, oh, the spama, they, take me, rahan, they go, hi, and they would go on. Some of them can't stand it here anymore, so ticklish. Some of them even get up to tummies. But those are the little Eskimo games back in Siberia and things on Silent Blue. And some people say some like this and that. And you say that. Lucy? What? They won't say, they say, they call them names. And they won't say, I. When they say, I. They say, come up, your nose. And she becomes, she's going to make someone say, I. Or when they know what's going to happen, someone, they'll say, what now? Not I. I is what? They'll say, I. I. When they go to get your nose, this is a nose game. Something else, we have more games than that. Couldn't think of them now.
Maybe we can start with the question. You want me to read them, or you can read them yourself?
Can you read them?
Yeah. One question is, do you think there's all that much respect for the elders relate from the younger generation?
we elders used to back in Campbell. Elders used to be look at and honor and obey what they say. Nowadays, even then, they love them, love to do honor them and showing their love to them. Some have quite, some people have been going not honoring them. Like when they go away someplace, do things that they are not supposed to do. But still like to honor them, to show their love to them. That question, answer your question.
Elders.
What do the elders do? What's the role that they have in the business? What do the elders do?
Oh, the nowadays they don't show them too much in it, but they used to talk a lot and tell about how to make things, many things. They still come and show them how to split walrus hides and make boat to go out with and hunt the seals and make harpoons. They still do that.
Earlier you were telling me when people do something wrong, how is that viewed from the villagers or from the older people? When they don't follow the rules or what they're not supposed to do or...
Yeah, people, when things like that happen, they look at them as perilous. But some of them try to make them happy, to make them, honor them, because with this good feeling, they might be better, not just young men that do funny things like they're sleeping in or not going out hunting anymore, and they don't make kayaks anymore. But some people like to look at them just like we did. But this, with this going to school, in the government schools, some of those have not been like making kayaks. But men still make boats, walrus hide boats. We haven't written that, but people come to school to Mount Beachcombe and come back and still make those walrus hide boats.
So what you're saying is not everybody's respecting their elders today.
No, not as many years ago when before the white man came, they used to talk about them a lot.
How was it before the white man came? How did you guys speak to
them? We used to talk, young elders used to talk about, and they would be looked at if that elder has been speaking to that next generation. They used to look at them if they're wise elders. So to be wise, some elders will speak to their children. Nowadays there are different wisdoms like schools have, like superstition, we used to have that lot. We don't do it anymore. That's superstition. That's one thing we stopped doing. Our elders used to tell so much about the superstition, not to not to do things, maybe when somebody died, no one's supposed to sew in the evening. Now we sew even someone has been taken to the graveyard, things like that.
So how come they couldn't sew when people died?
That used to be superstition. One time they said when someone died, then so they won't sew that evening. Women always sew, make garments for the clothes, everybody at home. But then one woman still sewed even if somebody has been taken. She's not supposed. How come she didn't listen to the elders? She sewed then. In that superstition, they heard something heavy out there. And then she saw someone into the house. And some of them start going up. What's going on? Where is that? And they look, and the dead person has been brought up by her sewing. So that's what happened, superstition that time. Many superstitions, we don't do them anymore. We like to do what missionaries come and told us. I don't even want to talk about it, but I have to talk about telephone, perhaps. I've seen it a lot. My grandpa used to talk, and my grandmother used to talk. I wrote their stories, but thank you.
Several of her books are going around. If you feel that your questions are not answered properly, or you don't get enough from your answer, you could go ahead and ask her. I don't think she would mind to further. I'm trying to tell her, I understand her, but for your sake, I'm trying to define, for her to define, like, who were the elders. What were they supposed to do or not supposed to do? Just to give her, hopefully give you more background on what. So feel free to do that.
I just want to point out something about sewing. Some of that asking me that some of the women wouldn't sew. Some of them, I just want to point out.
What would happen to those women that would sew in when they weren't supposed to? Were they punished by elders?
But I don't know what punishment they can get, but they're supposed to quit, not do that anymore, to go listen to their elders, just because they said that if people do something not nice or not doing what is supposed to be, the people will say, that person is acting like, just like he didn't have uncles and they like to look at their people. We call them ancestors or ancestors. They have practices how to make bones and they know how, and to go to other people's camps, not right, belongs to someone else. When they have been living like that, going their own way, their own, not speaking from other people's, they are wise. They have listened to the ancestors, what the ancestors have been saying. So elders would, I know my grandpa, never go to school.
How would they say that in their language?
What?
After asking, if they are good planning.
What?
It's like a bad omen, you know? Good planning.
Good planning.
Yeah. Like, it's a voodoo. How do you like?
Rina, we say, what's the word that I'm trying to think of the right word, but there's so many words. Alalbuk is when the spirits are coming that are not supposed to be there. But there is another word for that. For Dundik is like to do the practice of with the other spirits. But there is another word for, are you talking about like a taboo?
Yeah.
Something that is caused because you're doing something that you're not supposed to do. I'm trying to think of a Yupik word. We do have one. Let me think about that. So I think if I understand correctly, there are some unwritten rules and laws that you are supposed to follow, and your behavior will, for example, say, speak for you that you're not following, or you will be looked upon as a person that did not have guidance or elders to guide you properly. You see, in my area even, people say, don't do this because they're going to save these people from this village. See, you're representing your village also, on top of representing yourself, your family. And it goes on to your village. Bimmyu, they call about the people of this village. The people of this village, for example, don't go hunting, therefore they starve a lot. Or the person from this village did something bad in Bethel or Anchorage or wherever, so therefore they're representing that village. So it goes back to a lot of other heavy things that we need to discuss. But in actuality, from listening to her the other day, that's what they say. They will talk about you because of your behavior, like you have never been taught about.
Yeah. Behavior is important in our language. They look at them as a natura or lazy madre. Lazy madre is a wise person that has been listening to what elders say. Mm-hmm. And elders are looked at, they haven't been taught to not wise.
Jamami Nasuk.
Nasuk.
What's that?
Not wise. Careless. And Lizzy Madre is a wise person. He's been telling about hunting and talking to the young. He has a way of talking. He said that. Bad person that's been out on the ice and know what how it's going to move and come home because he has been listening to the elders. He's wise. That wasn't from Buddha Bir. That's been looked up a lot for a person that a man is wise because this is if he has been listening to the elders. An elder is supposed to talk and tell about those. I know my grandpa used to talk every time he said like this and start talking about it. Grandma would sometimes wouldn't like it, talking too much. But she's supposed to tell us how to make mukbangs and when that person hasn't been sowing. They look at them, no. They're not wise. Nobody will marry that girl that never practices sowing, but run around all the time. Nobody will marry her.
What constitutes one being an elder? Is it just a certain age or?
How do you become an elder?
not everybody is an elder just because they're old?
Yeah. The elders have been they look at very important. When they have done something nice for their people, and when they tell them what to do, and being nice to the younger generation, they look at us elders. I've seen that. They look at them as elders, and that when something happened, they can make nice food for them and have their little girls take some over to them to make them happy. Elders, to show their respect for them. And they bring them something nice, like macaques, and ask them too. And person will come to that elder. That elder is when a man and his wife, and they have children, many children, and those children have been helping out with a one who is out there, and tell the people not to go when they know it's dangerous down there. They know the movement of ice, because they're different. When the wind has been blowing, or when they tell about those, they know the elders have been telling them, those younger generation, when they bring those younger generation, younger men like them, when they bring home seals, they call on the widows and orphans and cut from them and give them meat. They are looked at as them. Some elders, they have been listened to, some elders. And that elder has been wise in telling that.
A person that, from what I've learned in the past, is you have to acquire that position by your behavior and your knowledge and your wisdom. Just because you're 90 years old doesn't require you to be called an elder. You have to earn that by leadership, by being a teacher, by practicing the lifestyle that has been passed on for many generations.
Mm-hmm.
What do they consider you as? If you're 90, you're not an elder.
An old person. An old man or an old woman.
Are you an outcast?
Not really an outcast, but I believe it puts you more into that position of giving you more respect, because you share a lot of your time teaching, because you are willing to go out there and talk about safety in ocean or safety in hunting. You're not closing yourself in and just taking care of your own family. You're out there doing a duty. You're out there teaching. You're a part of the community, giving them a leadership role, giving them a good lead as a community. In some areas, they have different titles like chief or because, you know, recent studies have been done. We never had names like chief or elders before. We just knew who were the people that are good in leading, that are good teachers, and that can guide the whole community as a whole through the unwritten rules and laws, regulations that have been passed down for many generations. There are older people that are like in their 70s, 90s, that don't share their time, that don't teach, you know, and they're not regarded with respect.
Mm-hmm.
They're not outcasted, but they're more individualistic.
Sivacha, we call them so, elders. Sivacha. Sivacha. First ones to look at when something happens.
And they're accounted for in times of like tragedy or need, immediate need. For example, if somebody kills somebody, then they'd be asked for guidance. If a couple are divorcing or leading up, then they would ask for their guidance. How are we going to take care of this so they don't kill themselves or so that it's accepted? So they act as counselors, leaders, guidance people. They're dependent upon to do a lot of different things because of their position and their knowledge and their wisdom.
They look at the position. Those who look at the positions, how the people act, are you can trust for important things. People like to trust because they don't have a written language then. When those men ask something good, like to make a boat, nice big boat, they are looked at to be trusted.
Because you're not doing it correctly. So they're willing to go out, they're willing to be available.
Yeah, our people also, our elders will find a wife for a young man from, and very, when they tell about them, about the young woman for their young man that's going to have a wife, elders think about that. Elders will think. Now they told them, one of us should go to that tribe and ask for this woman. So one of them, some of them, maybe a person, woman, or maybe a man, maybe look at that. A man that is so nice, people look at worry about him or scared of him. He will go.
He will go.
Very nice acting to those people. Maybe the man and grandfather, and he, that person will go, oh, he will say, oh, I'm sent from that family. They want your daughter to be the wife of that young man. Some of them would agree. Some of them will say, well, think about it. He will say, oh, he will go home and tell them what happened. Very shortly after agreement will be made that they're going to like that young man for their son-in-law. Person will come to them. So there's a whole lot about what happened now. If I write it, tell about that. How you get married back in Sintron Island and Siberia. I don't know about mainland.
So how do they do it?
Even they cry. Girl. Mm. They cry, bringing to their house. Whole long person, people were with carrying important things like skins, old tan skins. They'll take her to, after some telling, I had to say. But she will be on the way. She wants people to see her crying too. They don't like her going like that to her husband. She never liked to be seen like that. Although she may like it, she will act and cry. She will act crying. Yeah. First, this, you want to hear about what happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a long time. And that person, people, when they agree that girl is going to, this son is called parents are afraid. Mm-hmm. So they get relatives banging stuff like skins and knives and important things, getting together into one family. The important uncle will get them together. They're going to take them to the girl's people. So one day, the long line of them carrying those skins will start. And he go to that house. And elder will go out and, oh, how important that is. So the young girl, and when they go, those people bringing them and tell them that's for that payment of the girl. They'll go home and they call their relatives, and their relatives come and take what they want. Happily they will take, because the girl, they're gathered for the girl's marriage. They take them home, skins and all, relatives, important uncles and aunts, and then young man start working there. He shovel and he spin things, drying skins, and he worked there for some of them a few years. He worked. And then later on they begin to come and stay overnight in their house. He begin to come in. That girl was, are not supposed to talk to those young men. They're bashful. They won't talk to them. And then they will be sleeping. And the time comes when the young man will fall quietly and go to bed with the girl while she's sleeping. She will wake up. Even she like it. She will cry. The young man will make her go. Just hold her there. She will. When finally the day comes, she won't go, run off anymore. And they just go to bed with them. And then the eldest will say, she must go back to her husband's place. She has a place over there now. So the time comes that they will gather nice important stuff and take them along with her, taking her to the boy's parents. So then they can move there. Start living in the Yogora, the Eskimo house. I know how to see Eskimo houses with Robert's high tops. I was born in that. But then they begin to live in that kind of. They move to the girl, start living with her husband's parents. That's the way they could live.
Very good.
We still do, although we have now modern way of getting married, minister marrying that young girl and a young man come to church and make arrangements to get married, have a wedding. But young man still work for that girl's parents. Work for them. Until they move out and go to young man's house.
What's that English word where it starts with an M, I believe. What? When you prepare or when you show that you prove that you can be a successful spouse. Isn't there an English word for that? So, from what I know from my friends from Savunga, they go to the woman's house to prove that they can be good hunters, good providers. So what they do is, they spend the time before they actually get married, living in that village, wherever the woman's house is.
and he'll provide the wood and the food and all the clothing and fur and everything else for like a year, she says, or if they feel that they need more testing, more than 1 year, 2 years, 3 years.
I mean, if they're worthy?
Yeah. Isn't there an English word for that? So if they see that the man failed to provide the food for the whole family, not just for the woman, for all her family and relatives and for all his family and relatives. I have a friend from Savunga that he had to do that, and he's about my age. But he actually had to do that. He had to spend a whole year, and he said that was the toughest time he had. But he had to prove in order to be accepted by the woman's family. And they say, when to say yes, you're okay. After you've provided all that food for the whole year, gathering all the wood and water and getting the animals, providing them skin for clothing. So you have to prove that you're worthy, and then when you're ready, you move to the father's family.
Young men have to work in their family, work nicely, be a look at them, trusting by two parties.
What if they don't work out?
Yeah, sometimes young woman, people will come and get her, take her home, because if there have been some fighting and things like that, and that young man has been so bad, they won't come and get the girl.
Is there a time when the young man can initiate it and like put all their stuff out on the doorstep and take time to get back home? Like that's what they think that he needs and stuff like that. If it doesn't work out, then it's a sign of that to send the woman back home to put all her stuff out on the front step.
Can the men, did they have men put out the woman's clothing outside the door? When they want them to go home, I think that's what she said.
No.
Did they used to do that?
Yeah, some. Not all. Some of them used to. Their parents bring them home.
They probably go back and forth a few times.
Do they want that? They married there anymore. Put them away because when they have been cruel over there, young and that man has been cruel.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you got married?
I didn't get married for a long time. I went away and he was born in 1921. I went to school and come back and did some more and when I come home 1949, I got married like a 5 months away because my parents don't agree.
Oh.
They were not going to let me get married. They wanted to keep me not married. You can't keep them like that too.
Oh.
But I just go out and I must get one of those something. I get married to a careless young man. Even he was so bad. And he was good in a big place, he could go drinking. Drinking is the right now what they look at as bad for the women. People want to marry. Sometimes he is too bad. He can take the girls from. My parents never wanted to get married, but I got out and carried. I got married then. Then they feel better, and that's all right. Then I get married, and I stayed home in my home for a while. And then we move out, and we were married by the Presbyterian minister, and ever since I lived in their house. I lived and had my first child there in their house, and then with the news, and my husband was kind of careless. He didn't build a house, we just lived in his father's house. Until they lived in his house until it, while I was there away, it burned. What happened to it, I don't know. But then after he died, we moved to the house with my children. Ever since we've been living in the house with my children, my son is still there. Others have gone out to live, like in Anchorage. There's one in Anchorage and one in Omaha and places like that.
Is there a Yupik wedding ceremony?
What?
Is there a Yupik wedding ceremony?
No. He just go. Young man start working and then begin to go sleep with in their room together and run catch a girl sometimes until the girl stops it. Then she will stop. Sometimes the elder says, don't be hollering like that. Listen to me. Now you have elders. Stop it. Be nice, right? To be nice to honor the elder. Now she has she knows. People will she wants the people to look at she has elder. That's wise elder. Appa, grandpa too. Now she, people will look at her. She's listening to her grandpa. She's nice. And then there'll be a few days until she must go now until she goes and live there. Sometimes first child is born in the home of her parents. They love her so much that they keep her for some time and making the young man happy too. But that's the way we should live within a day.
They used to make real fancy parties in my place. I told you before, my grandmother got married when she was like 9 or 11. She said she was playing outside in a playground with all her girlfriends, and then suddenly this man and woman, I believe, or which were my other grandparents, they brought this real beautiful bag full of real fancy parka for her and fancy muffler. And she said she was crying, you know, when they got her from the playground. She didn't want to be with these strangers. She was telling me that she was crying, and then they brought her to the house, her house, and then they put on her fancy parka and fancy muffler, and they said, "No, you're a woman, you're not a girl anymore, you can't play out there for the rest of your life. You have to learn how to sew and skin and do all these things, and you have to listen to all your teachers now, Dorothy, now that you're married." But then they didn't go to bed together until after she had her period, and then after a while, when they figured out it was the same time. Then. But they sleep together in the same household, but separately, for I don't know how long. But, you know, she was just a little girl, never had to hear it, and went through cycle, and here she was. But that was to prove that he's a good hunter by providing the animals in some like that, and saying that, yes, her mother can make you, or his mother, rather. By providing you, it's a proof that they are dependable, I think.
Yeah. And our young men, during that time, while they're working for a girl, working snow, chopping snow away from the doorways, and young men do that for their mother-in-laws and father-in-laws. And when they go out hunting, they bring them home to the girls. What was it I was going to tell about? But yet, what young men did during that time. But something they do during that time before they're married, while they're working for a girl, I forgot how important they would do.
You can tell them on Wednesday. So Wednesday, I may not be here. It's meeting is still scheduled for, so which will be in charge. And hopefully you all signed up for recording.